Have you ever spent any time in mountainous country?
Not much.
I really got into the mountains for the first time when I went up in the northwest part of Arkansas. You know those arcs?
I've come through there all right, but
it's pretty up there.
It's pretty, yeah. I know we came through there pretty late in the afternoon. The most mountain climbing I did was West Texas in the Black Gap. They call it Black Gap Federal Reserve and Game Reserve. My boy and I, we were drawn complimentary hunt, and we went out there. And then I was already having a little knee trouble. And I told him, you climb the top, because that's where the mule tail deer are up on the rim rock, you know. I stay down below here more or less. And I heard something three times. I thought the jets going over, you know. Pew, pew. And I sat there and wait. We had pointed out a point where we wanted to meet. Because you get lost in that country, you're lost, you know. And it's miles and miles, nothing. And that boy wouldn't show up and wouldn't show up. And I didn't know what to do. Finally, I heard him holler, and I looked, and I could hardly see him. His background and his coloration of suit and everything, camouflage, you know. He hollered, he said he had one. I couldn't believe that he ever shot. Well, I managed to make it up there, and he helped me, and we went down. It was down in the donut on the other side, just regular donut. We had shot a nice buck. And we had to get it out of there. So we dressed it and tried to carry it out. And the soto sticks we had, we put four or five together, but they kept on breaking. So I told him about the only thing you can do is head this way. There seemed like to be a pretty good trail. Let's cut that road we came in on and watch the old trapper. He used to trap here for coyotes. He's trapping mountain lions in that area, old Shannon, and get a ride to the headquarters and get a donkey. So he did. Of course, it was 3 miles down there to that road. He went there, then came back, went back at a donkey. The wetback rode the donkey, and he had to walk, so walked that 3 miles again. That's 6 miles. After loaded up, went back again 3 miles. He walked 9 miles to get the buck out. But that's the most mountain climbing that I ever did. I mean, they were pretty high mountains, you know. And some were too rough, we didn't even want to be assigned to them because they were just too rugged.
Well, I want to ask you about a few names for parts of the body, particularly. You know, this part right here that you can see on some people move up and down when they swallow. What have you heard that called?
Adam's apple.
Have you ever heard anybody use the term goozle for any part of the body?
Goozle? Yeah. That's what I thought it was, a windpipe, isn't it? Goozle.
Is it the same? It's supposed to be the same thing as Adam's apple?
I thought it was a windpipe.
Goozle. Well, what about this part right here? You know, it really stings when you bump it?
Yeah, careful leg.
Or what about the front? Is it the calf, the part behind?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess this is the calf leg. This I really don't know.
Have you ever heard people around here call it the shins?
Yeah, by golly, shin. Well, that's what we've always called it. Yeah, shin.
One other curious part, sometimes I get curious names for them. This part right here, kind of the back of your leg, from about your knee to your seat. Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Thigh.
The thigh?